Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
Good. It's good to see everybody. We have a really, really fun topic about dreams. And it's one of the topics I enjoy most. We're not going to become dream experts in one hour meetup tonight, but we'll get some suggestions if we want to go further into it. We'll do that. The one thing I want to just put a little caveat on tonight is dreams are like readings. There's a strong message there to interpret. So I'm not going to get into too much of questions as far as interpretation, because if I do a dream interpretation, set up a point, I'll be glad to do it for anybody that wants it. But just to do something, to interpret something, I would not want to be wrong or lead someone down the wrong path. That would be really not good. So I just want to caution everybody about that, because things we're going to say tonight and talk about is going to pique your interest a lot. So I promise you that. So this is one of the tools that I'm most excited, because, working with dream interpretation. And because dream interpretation is each and every one of us dreams every night. And when we go to sleep, it's an untapped resource that most of us don't even know that we have and don't use, but it's at our disposal. And, I have found that there's three main reasons why people don't work with dreams. And these are important because, I'll often question people. They'll say something about a dream and just sort of let it go. And they'll give me different reasons why they don't work with dreams. The first thing is people tell me, dreams don't mean anything. These happen. They don't mean anything. And that's incorrect, because every dream that we have means something. Sometimes they're not as meaningful as others, but they all mean something. Let's say, for example, you have a student that's staying up late studying for a test, and that student around midnight gets hungry, orders a pizza, and then goes to sleep, and then dreams of war and bombs going off and, things of that nature. That doesn't mean that he or she's dreaming about an impending war or conflict. It just means that his or her digestive system is at war because of eating something like that late. That's what that means. And so all dreams, they have to do with something. It might be our physical health. It might be our mental well-being. It might be our spiritual situation, but they all mean something. Now, the second reason that people tell me that they don't work with dreams is they tell me, I don't dream. I don't remember anything, so I don't dream. Well, that's not true either, because science has disproven that. Science has studied this. Harvard has studied it extensively. Stanford Medical School has studied this extensively. Different dream schools have studied this. And every person, every one of us, dreams an average of 90 minutes a night. And, we don't dream a straight 90 minutes, but what happens, instead we have dream cycles. On average, each of us will have 6 15-minute dream cycles every night. That's what the average person has. And we can call upon those when we wake. They give us a wealth of information. There are exceptions. Science has also found that people that are criminally psychotic, murderers, they don't dream. They found that they don't have dreams. And one of the things that dreams do for us, for example, is very often, people have an experience, they're all stressed out from work that day, and they're just, they can't get to sleep, but then they finally do get to sleep, and then the next morning they wake up and they feel fine. And what happens there is very often what's occurred is that somehow the dreams have corrected that situation and settled that anxiety down, so you wake up the next morning, you feel good, because the dreams have been working at night to settle that situation down. And, because you can recall those, and we'll go into that a little bit tonight. So dreams can be very helpful, even if we don't remember them. Because they, like I said, every dream has a meaning, and a lot of times we don't remember them, but the dreams are meant to help us calm whatever situation we're dealing with. So, going back to the people that are criminally psychotic that don't dream, they may not have the capacity to dream, But what happens is then whatever goes on at night, it settles in their mind, and there's a resolution. So facing them in the course of the day, even though they're not really, you know, having those dreams that they can remember. So rather than not dreaming, we're actually, it's society, you know, conditions us not to think about our dreams, and I'm going to give you some examples of how dreams, medical-wise, and because doctors, a lot of times, and I, with all due respect, because my father's one, sort of just fluff them off. Now, you know, very often, you know, I'll talk, we just don't do things to, you know, stir those dreams on, like having a notepad beside our bed. So if we wake up in the morning, first thing before we do anything, write down whatever we remember about the dream. Or if we wake up in the middle of the night or different times of the night, chances are we woke up because we had a dream about something, and you want to write that down so that you recall it. Because, you know, we're going to come to the conclusion that, yes, we do dream. We dream every single night. And the third reason that people tell me that they don't dream is they like to work with their dreams, but they just can't interpret them. Well, it's very simple to interpret dreams, as we'll go through tonight. And yet, you know, dream interpretation, it's a skill. It's a simple skill that anybody can learn. It really is simple, and I'll show you that tonight. You know, I'm going to give you some case studies of clients over the years that have come to me. I had a client that she came to me, her dream that was that her brother was in her backyard and he was standing next to a compost pile. Now, as you know, a compost pile, you know, it's for things that decompose. And, you know, her brother was standing next to the compost pile and he had a rake in his hand. And on top of the compost pile, there's a telephone. So she asked me, she says, what does this dream mean? I just feel that it means something very, very important. So, you know, we got into a reading. I started to get some more from her. And I asked her, are you having problems communicating with your brother? And she said, yes. And the dream imagery showed me that the communication, which was symbolized by the telephone, it's rotting on top of the compost pile. And that's where her brother appears. So the communication between her and her brother was rotting. And the rake suggested that he was trying to fix the communication problem, and she wasn't. And that was exactly what was occurring. And those were the symbols, you know, in the dreams, and that's what it meant. So very often, you know, dreams can give us insights, you know, into things that have been going on that we just haven't been willing to take a look at. And, you know, dreams just keep on at night, because remember, that's where our spirit guides come in too a lot of times at night, talk to us. Our guardian angel comes through at night as well. Now, there's a fourth reason why people often tell me they don't work with dreams. And they don't have the time to work with dreams. They're too busy at work. They're too busy at family. I don't have time to work with them. And yet, if you suddenly realize that you know, your brother was just this amazing psychic that could tune into the Akashic records and has been through everything that you've been through and could tell you everything, give you new insights, or you live with a spouse that was a counselor or a business advisor, somebody who could give you insights into every part of your daily life, you'd want to check that out, I would think. You know, I know I would, and see what's going on in your life. And that's exactly what the subconscious mind is doing, because remember we've talked about with the Akashic records how the Akashic records are tuned in, are connected to our subconscious mind. So there's a conscious, you know, there's a connection there. And your subconscious mind knows better than any other person and can provide you with insights into every area of your life. And that's why another reason why dreams are so important, the messages that they give us. You know, so let's look at three ways that you can, examine your dreams. That'll be real helpful. You know, the theme, the emotional content of the dream, and working with symbolism. So let's start with working with the theme of a dream. You know, too often, you know, what'll happen is people will have a dream, and maybe some of you have that, they'll pull out a dream dictionary. And they'll start rifling through that dream dictionary and looking at symbols, looking at pictures, looking at everything, and they'll spend literally hours looking to see what's the meaning of this, what's the meaning of that. And it just frustrates you. And it's a waste of time, and I recommend that you don't do that. You know, because every symbol contained in a dream does have a meaning, but you can narrow it down very, very easily. What we do is, a simpler approach is just try to summarize the dream. You know, summarize it into one or two sentences. Save you so much time and frustration. It's so much easier to interpret the meaning of that dream when you do that. And I usually use this phrase when I'm interpreting a dream for myself or someone else. You know, something is happening to someone, or someone is doing something. Those are the two phraseologies that dreams fall into. And I'm going to give you some examples of how that fits real nicely into a dreams to be able to interpret them. Because if you can isolate the dream into a summation, you know, you'll get a sense of very clearly what that dream's all about. I had a client that she dreamed she was walking with her husband, and they came upon a mansion owned by Bill Gates. And the mansion was gorgeous. The doors were open, so what she did, her and her husband walked in. As they walked in, they saw how beautiful everything, how immaculate everything was, just a gorgeous, until they went upstairs and they went to the master bedroom. She was shocked because the room was a wreck, and everything was out of place, towels on the floor, sheets thrown around, the bathroom was a mess. And, you know, suddenly she and her husband came back out of the bathroom to the master bedroom and saw two dogs fighting in the middle of the bedroom. And all of a sudden, one of the dogs, you know, did its business right in the bedroom floor. And, you know, she didn't know what to think, and then woke up. That was the end of the dream. So what we did was we did some dream interpretation, and, you know, now working with themes, and here's where the themes come in, is that something does not appear on the, you know, as good on the inside as it does on the outside. That was a theme there, right? Very simple. Because remember, a beautiful mansion, everything appears beautiful on the outside. When you know, walk in, the surface, everything's gorgeous. But then when you get inside the situation, it's not quite as good as it appears when you first look at it. And the dream was suggesting that something in her life is not as good as it appears on the outside. And the dream of the master bedrooms, you know, they deal with personal relationships and, you know, sexual issues as well. And the dream suggested that the outside world looks beautiful to others, but in terms of the relationship with her husband, it was in total disarray. And, in fact, the two of them were often, as she described it, fighting like dogs at each other's throat. And, you know, infrequently, one was taking the opportunity to drop its crap on the other. Okay, so there you go with what happened with the dog. And so, you know, the dream came to the woman to show that this was something, you know, she really needed to work on. As I remember, she was telling me that, you know, the outside world, it appeared that she and her husband had everything. They had all the money they wanted, a beautiful house. They had two Mercedes. I mean, they had it all. And yet, all the money in the world, their kids were going to the best colleges. But oftentimes, her and her husband didn't speak for going on weeks because they just didn't. And it was, that's what the dream was trying to show her, that this needed to be cleaned up or there was going to be even deeper problems she and her husband to get things worked out. You know, so, you know, we can get to the heart of a dream with a theme. Something on the inside is not as good as it appears on the outside. And that was what that dream was showing her. And, you know, I had another client that, you know, he was a very successful businessman. And he once lost his Rolex watch and had to have it replaced. And in a dream, he had a dream about losing his Rolex watch and that he had since replaced. And he dreamed that he was looking at his watch and he realized that the watch was a fake. It was a fake Rolex. And it had been replaced with a cheap copy. And he called the police to fill out a report. Someone had stolen his Rolex watch. And they told him, no, you're wrong. The Rolex watch, that's an authentic Rolex watch you have right there on your dresser. It's not a fake. So he looked at his dresser and he saw it was true. You know, it was a real Rolex watch. It wasn't a fake. And now the theme suggests that something very valuable, you know, had been replaced by something that was cheap. Now, remember in the dream, a Rolex watch replaced by a cheap copy, looking at the symbolism, a Rolex watch, you know, is a symbol of quality time. That's what that represents. Quality time, a Rolex watch. Now, the police officer is a symbol of his higher self. Okay, so he still has control over the situation. And during the consultation, it became clear that he was spending far too much time at work and away from his family, and was causing him problems to the point where his wife had threatened to take the kids and leave him. And so the dream was suggesting that he replace something very valuable, his wife and family, his kids, with something not nearly as valuable with his time, which was work. And in other words, he was spending far too much time at work, and what he was doing, he was blaming his company for that. But his higher self, the police officer, was saying, you're still in charge. You know, nobody's telling you what to do. You're still in charge of the situation. And so that's what his higher self was telling him, and that you still have control of your time, and it's still on your wrist. It's still authentic. You know, nothing's fake about that. And it was encouragement for him to change the time he was spending at work, and you know, or he might have to go through losing something even more valuable, which would be his family, if he didn't change something. And that's what the dream represented. So starting to see how powerful dreams can be with their messages. Yeah, if you interpret them. And you know, another approach to working with dreams is looking at emotions. Very often I tell my clients and people attend my workshops, because I'll often do workshops. We'll spend a 3-4 day workshop on dreams alone. We really can get into them, and there's so many different aspects of them. But you know, emotions are simply a mirror image of the same kind of emotion that's going on in our present life, is what that is. And in other words, for example, you know, if we dream about being fearful, if we dream about being insecure, if we dream about being joyful, what's, you know, in real life, it's happening in our life. Those are real emotions that are going on in our life. And if we get a sense of that, we're going to know what the dream's all about. So that's a theme. For example, I had a client who told me that he was at a barbecue with his coworkers, and you know, everything was going very nicely. You know, they're all having fun, laughing, enjoying themselves, and you know, carrying plates, you know, having drinks and food. It was a wonderful barbecue. Everyone's standing around talking, having a good time. And he says to me, because suddenly I look down and I'm horrified because I'm naked. I have no clothes on. I'm afraid somebody's going to notice. And so, you know, but the interesting thing about his dream is no one did seem to notice that he was naked. And, you know, so over that told me right away that there's an insecurity problem. And, you know, I didn't have to really do much of a reading to get to the heart of what his dream was all about. You know, I looked at how all the people in the dream, for what he described to me, are from work. So obviously the situation had to do with his work. And it wouldn't take a rocket science just to say he was insecure about his job. And that was the heart of it. So I asked him to tell me about his job. And he had been a stockbroker for the last 10 years with the company. He had just changed companies. And he had been at this new job for 6 months. And he was afraid that he was not learning enough about his new job, and they were going to fire him. So that's what the dream was all about. He was trying to explore his own insecurities and whether or not you know, he was doing a good job. So I also looked at how in the dream, nobody seemed to notice that he was naked, because that had real significance there. And you know, and that was a good thing, because that happened in real life and nobody noticed that. So what that told me is the insecurities that he was having were his own. You know, they were his insecurities, and they weren't necessarily shared by the other people. You know, so he was doing a good job. It was just his own fear is what that dream was trying to tell him. But really, there was no reason for him to be insecure. He was doing a good job. So that's what that dream was telling about. So, well, they all mean something. Whether it's something minor or major, dreams mean something. And to give you another quick case study, I had a client that dreamed on Christmas Day. She was with her family. They were celebrating Christmas. And it was time for gift giving. And she was horrified because she had no gifts to give anybody. She had forgotten to buy gifts for anyone. She had nothing. And so she's scrambling around her house trying to find gifts for people. And whatever she could to wrap them quickly, to do whatever she could to give people gifts. And the interesting part about it is, in her dream, is nobody in the family seemed to care. that she wasn't giving them gifts. Nobody cared. And that was always the end. She would wake up. And the dream was really about, after we talked, was about her fears about not being prepared for Christmas. That's what it all came down to. Every year she'd get caught up in the hassle of the holidays, having to do one thing or another, making sure that everyone had a good time. And the dream was trying to tell her that her fears about making sure that everyone had a good time were just her own. Everybody was having a good time. It was just her own. And regardless of what she was able to pull together for the holidays, everyone's going to have a good time. Didn't matter. She was doing fine every holiday. And she's having this dream because she was putting so much stress on herself, you know, and the dream was telling her, you know, don't go to such extremes. Everybody loves, you know, what you do. There's no reason to do anything more. You know, quit putting so much stress on yourself. And that's what the dream was trying to tell her. So the dreams give us very, very powerful messages.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.